Or how did that election go?
They've had libraries since 1949, so I don't know.
Don't know.
It's the same 10-cent levy. They do get considerably less funds, you know, than what Tannehill County would bring in. But they seem to be doing fine on it, in their opinion. Because they have a librarian, and she's was not from this area, but from the Ozarks, and was gone for several years. She came back, basically retired, but she took on a position, so she doesn't demand higher wages that a librarian might demand. If we could find someone like that, it would be a huge savings for us. So. But as far as, you know, it was passed way back. But again, they have a certain inventory they have to take care of now. So we could just start fresh. And how it's going to look, we really don't know. We don't have much opportunity. I mean, we don't have much need in doing any more planning until we find out. You know, or is there any need in this? It's been going on for over 5 years. It took about 3 or 4 years ago. When was that, do you know?
What was that vote?
The year the vote was taken.
Same time 911 was.
Yes, that's true.
13.
13. 4 years. Will be 4 years. And you know, how much discussion can we do on this before we know which way we're going to go? And the other hand of that is, if it doesn't pass now, we still got 4 years. Can we come up with a plan? I don't know. I probably will be part of that if it doesn't pass this time, because one of them getting too old. Time to wait.
Something was said, we don't know the existing libraries that we have. Uh-huh. You don't know if those would be taken over by this new.
Well,
is that what I heard you guys say?
They're private libraries, so it's kind of up to them, you know.
Have they given
whether we can purchase them or lease them? I don't know. And then the other thing is, can we go in and just help them? I'm not sure about the legalities.
That'd be something I'd be curious about. Is that,
yeah.
Do you know, you're back here?
The prior attempt, both the private libraries expressed an interest. They are privately owned. They're both nonprofit organizations. And they both expressed an eagerness to contract with a countywide district. And not necessarily for a big fee. They simply are starving to death for volunteers and funds. 80% of the budget of both those locations comes from thrift shop. And in Forsyth's case, that budget runs less than $50,000 a year. That's not even, you know, a dollar per person who uses the library. It's a huge, huge problem. And both those libraries are very concerned about having to close their doors because they can't, their volunteers are aging out, their fundraising sources, there's huge amounts of competition. Branson got a wonderful grant from a family foundation and has had some other grants from businesses and individuals, but all of that money has to go into their children's library. There's nothing there for operating funds. So both libraries have an urgent feeling about this. We're scheduling more and more fundraisers. Of course, I'm not there to speak for that, but they're not raising tens of thousands of dollars.
But that doesn't answer the question. If this were to pass, are they able to utilize those funds?
We're
going to
try.
I mean, we need to know that beforehand. I mean, we need to know beforehand if statutorily we can allow
them to.
We'll find out. I don't want to find out. That's like passing Obamacare before reading the whole thing. We just got to pass it to find out what's in it.
Well, yeah.
Now,
voted on
so we
yet.
Need to know beforehand.
Sure. Well, that's what I'm saying.
And the voters need to know, hey, is this going to still create more competition against the private libraries.
No, the private libraries want in.
I understand they want in. Can they get in? And I'm
yes,
hearing.
Yes, yes.
Okay,
they're willing to contract. They have discussed it with their attorneys.
So we know. Okay, because just a second ago I was told.
Yeah, I misunderstood what you were asking.
So there is the ability for public funds to go towards those private libraries?
Only under a contract basis. They would have to contract with the library district, and those terms would be negotiated between the district and the owners of the libraries, who are these nonprofit.
And they have expressed an interest in doing that.
You mentioned they got a grant recently, like the Taney Hills Library, that's private owned.
Yes.
And they operate. If they're eligible, like, to get a grant now and everything, would they be able to still get it?
That was
if,
a private donation.
Oh, private.
It wasn't from the state. I'm sure they get state grants as well.
Eddie, the Slusher Foundation, which I'm sure you're all familiar with, gave them a grant. There's also a family foundation in Branson that simply dropped a whole bunch of money on them. There was no advance notice. They didn't have a clue this was going to happen. And they're getting a total of something like, I don't know, $200,000 for that. They did huge amounts of changes in their existing building.
You have the Forsyth Library and the Branson, I think, the Rockaway Close. Are there any other libraries?
There's some attempts going on to get another one started in Rockaway, but they just have so little money to work with that other one.
Would you, by any chance, have a letter from those organizations in support?
And
would they found out if they can go ahead and if they could receive?
Missed that.
I just wondered if you had a letter of support from them, and if they knew if they could receive, operate. Would this come under your umbrella? Would they then be part of the Taney County Library, whatever name that you take on, or would they maintain as a private library? Would they come under this? Would they stay in existence?
They could have any sort of contractual arrangement that the district and the owners of the individual libraries.
Well, it could be purchased outright, possibly.
Purchased outright by the library board. I don't, neither one of them has expressed an interest in purchase. We had a letter of support from both back in the days before the first one on the ballot. We have not asked for one recently, but I don't think it would be an issue to get one.
Will the law allow they become a public entity receiving a levy? Will the law allow them to cut a check to a private library?
I don't know. That's what I was asking, and they're saying yes. I still have.
Which Frank was?
Well, Frank, I have to look it up. Mm-hmm. In my understanding, and I could be way off, but the existing library board for Taney Hills Community Library, is that what it's called? Don't they, in their bylaws, doesn't say that they have to run solely on their interests that they have?
I'm not
my understanding
familiar
is that
with
got,
their bylaws.
Okay. My understanding is, and I could be wrong, it might have changed, but I was thinking that they had funds, but the way it was set up, it had to be run off of your interest. The interest rates getting so low, that's one of the reasons they're having problems. Or not problems, but that's one of the concerns. I think last time it was brought up and voted against putting it on the ballot, I said at that time their services already being provided. One of the things you guys talked about was helping adults learn to read, and I know they do those free classes out at OTC, and that's a tax-based, because of the taxes that Branson and Hollister school districts put on the ballot and was voted on. You go to, you talk about internet and Wi-Fi, and there's limited amounts of data on your cell phones, but yet every McDonald's, coffee shop, even gas stations get free Wi-Fi. So I don't want there to be a redundancy of services provided and then turn around and put a tax on there for the same services to be provided again. I think maybe, again, this is just me. If we're really wanting to, you know, make sure that people know about those services and we're wanting to provide those services, then make more people aware of what's already out there. That's just me.
Yeah.
So there's no sense in continuing to use taxpayers' dollars, public funds, to create and provide stuff that's out there already.
Well, I certainly understand and respect your opinion. However, it's the voters' opinion that we need.
I understand that. And so that's why I'm saying I think now the climate is probably, it's changing. People are looking forward to the new administration at the federal level, locally. I know people are feeling more promise as to what's going to happen. I don't know if they're... My belief is you'd have...
We need to vote quick.
What's that?
I think we need to vote quick.
See, and I think we need to let some of those things happen before we put a vote. And again, if they want to put it on there, they're welcome to, but if it goes on now and doesn't pass, I can't imagine the commission at that time or any time in the future putting it on again and spending the money. What is it? What does it cost to put it on the ballot? Is it $50,000? $35,000? I really don't remember the numbers as far as if we were to do a countywide election.
Does the county clerk know what it costs to put a countywide election on the ballot?
I'm sure she's listening. But regardless, it's those are my thoughts and my beliefs. If they want to do something different.
Yeah.
I don't want to be misunderstood.
Well, no,
I think I said it last time. You know, Dolly Parton does their books program, so I mean, and I know that we're a supporter, and we also get those personally. I don't know how many books we have because of that program. So for my kids, so I mean, I understand it's important. I think that's why the people. That's right. I think that's why the people. You know, you said that the funds that are donated, the stipulation is has to be used for children. So I think that's probably the heart of a lot of people.
That's not true.
So they don't want the books to go for children?
Some people donate with a specific service in mind. Others donate because they believe in the benefits of the library to the community,
right,
and they do what they can.
The majority of the donations have been directed towards what?
The recent larger
donation to Branson was what?
Children.
Was for children.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
But that was their...
That's what they requested whenever they donated the money. So again, I think people know that there's a need and they have a heart for that. What are you saying, Ms. Neal?
It's approximately $35,000 to $40,000 for one issue countywide with no other political subdivisions on there if we're going to open up every polling place. And that's based on... the programming cost, which will actually be less because it's one issue, the cost to print the ballot will be slightly less because it's one issue on the ballot, and you still have to pay all your people a minimum of four people in each polling place.
If there's two issues on the ballot.
If there's two issues, it's not that much more. The printing and programming is slightly more.
And then you can divide it between those two entities.
Well, if it's this issue, the commission pays for it anyway. And if it's on with another commission issue, you're still paying for it.
We're still paying for it, but it can be okay.
Yeah. Does it increase the cost? Yes, it does. Every issue you put on there and the length of the issue, they charge by how long it is, how many issues there are, and then to do the programming, and they have to load every machine. So it costs quite a bit at our vendor. Before we even get started with anything else, we're out $12,000 just for programming and ballots. And that's before you start including 100 election judges, all the absentee ballots, envelopes, postage that you have to do, because we still have to follow, even though it's a smaller election, we still have to do everything that we would for a big election. We have to mail all the federal ballots. We have to do overseas ballots. All of those have to